Why isolated knowledge points are always forgotten. Most people, when taking notes, copy golden sentences from books, key points from courses, and inspirations from work into different notebooks, different apps, and different collections. These notes have no relationship to each other, like isolated islands of information, forgotten once written. The real problem with island-style notes is not whether you wrote them down, but whether you can find and use them when needed. Once information is stored in isolation, it is detached from the context it depended on, and there is no clue to retrieve it when recalling. What determines whether a knowledge point can be recalled at any time is never how much you collected, but whether pathways exist between these points. If a piece of information exists only in one corner, its probability of being reused in the future approaches zero. We often mistakenly believe that collecting equals mastering. But collecting only moves information out of sight, it does not connect it into the cognitive network you already possess. The next time you face a similar problem, it remains an unfamiliar address rather than a usable path. A more hidden cost is the illusion of learning. When you underline content, screenshot it, and put it into a collection, the brain produces a false sense of mastery and stops deep processing. This illusion makes you think the network is already built, while it is still loose sand. The way to break the illusion is simple yet counterintuitive. Each week, pick a note you thought you understood and try to use it to explain a real problem. If you get stuck on the spot, it means it has not yet been connected to your network. You need to add connections rather than more collections. The brain science principle of knowledge connection. The essence of memory is not putting information into a drawer, but letting new information build connections within the neural network. Every retrieval and every association strengthens this pathway, making it easier to activate again. The Ebbinghaus forgetting curve shows that isolated learning retains only about 1/3 after 1 day and about 1/5 after 6 days. But content memorized with clues, context, and associations decays much more slowly. So-called retrieval cues are exactly the network woven from other knowledge points. When you write in your notes, "This concept reminds me of something," you are actually laying an entrance for your future self to recall. Neuroplasticity also supports this. The brain makes a pathway thicker and faster the more it is used. The more frequent the connection, the easier it is to call upon later. This is the underlying mechanism of the more you use it, the more alive it becomes. Another often overlooked mechanism is context dependency. The environment, emotion, and task under which we learned a point are often needed as similar cues when recalling. Network-style notes externalize the cues so memory is no longer bound to the current situation and can be evoked at any time. This also explains why you forget when you change place. The cue disappears with the environment. When you write the relationship into notes, the environmental cue is replaced by a textual cue, and stability improves greatly, so recall no longer depends on the occasion. Professional analysis, connection density, framework comparison, and real cases. In terms of magnitude, classic experiments and meta-analyses in psychology provide reference baselines. In his 1885 series of experiments, Ebbinghaus had subjects memorize nonsense syllables and recorded retention, about 58% after 20 minutes, about 33% after 1 day, about 21% after 6 days, and about 21% after 31 days. This shows that isolated, unreviewed information is lost quickly. Another widely cited study is the spacing effect. A 2006 meta-analysis in Psychological Bulletin aggregated many experiments and concluded that enlarging review intervals while building new associative cues each time can improve long-term retention by several tenths to about one time, compared with massed practice. Note that the improvement magnitude is several tenths to about one time, not several times of short-term cramming. At the knowledge management tool level, three connection frameworks are common. First, the Zettelkasten method, Luhmann system, which emphasizes one idea per card linked by numbers. Second, the outline tree notes, outliner, organized by hierarchical directories where connections mainly occur between parent and child nodes. Third, the bidirectional link graph, as in modern note software, where any two notes can link to each other and be visualized as a network. The differences among the three can be measured by four dimensions: connection freedom, graph highest, outline lowest, retrieval efficiency, outline fastest. Zettelkasten needs an index, reuse difficulty. Zettelkasten easiest to generate new combinations, islands hardest, and maintenance cost. Graph and Zettelkasten need continuous organizing, outline lowest. There is no absolute best. The key is to match your usage scenario. A recognizable real case is the sociologist Niklas Luhmann. He built a personal Zettelkasten with nearly 90,000 index cards and produced about 70 books and more than 400 academic papers in his lifetime. The key was not the number of cards, but that each card was connected to its context by numbers, allowing old and new ideas to keep colliding. Actionable metrics include the number of new effective connections added each week, the new links you actively build, the proportion of cards cited a second time, and the idea retrievability rate, whether an old idea can be found and reused within 5 minutes. Execution checklist: 1. Write one sentence it reminds me of for each note. 2. Organize invalid links once a week. 3. Review one highly cited card each month. 4. Replace 10 excerpts with one.